Joining us now is the mayor of Boston, Mayor Thomas Menino. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you, what did Ted Kennedy mean to the city of Boston?
He was our deliverer. He was the guy who cared about us, never forgot about the people back home. And when he talked with Senator Kennedy, he always said, how about the people? What can we do to help the people have a better life? And, you know, Senator Kennedy never forgot that he was elected by the people, and he always came back to Boston to work with us. He's the reason why we have technology in the Boston public schools. I can remember that day we had in Charlestown. He brought it to us and through the E-rate, and then also how he helped us with the Boston Medical Center, where we merged a public hospital and a private hospital, which was never done in this country ever before. And a lot, those are the big things, but then the little things that you called them about. And you actually, Bob, one time, I can tell you several times, I called him, and about 4 or 5 months later, he'd call me back and says, hey, you know that Mrs. Brown's question you had? I finally found a way to solve that problem for her. He'd call you on a Saturday, a Sunday morning. And the other thing about Senator Kennedy, he always sent a little thank you, always said thank you for doing something for him. And he was truly an outstanding leader, a friend, and he was the person we all depended on in Washington.
So how much will Boston miss him? If he delivered the bacon, so to speak, to the city of Boston, how much is the city, how much is the Commonwealth going to miss him?
The Commonwealth will miss him tremendously. That he was the guy. He was the guy who had, he could work across party lines. I mean, Republicans, Democrats, yes, he was a staunch Democrat. But with Senator Hatch, he was able to work with him on legislation. I mean, he was the guy who could bridge the gap, and people trusted him and depended on him. And, you know, with health care, he was the guy who really cared about it the most. And that's what we missed him in this debate, was Senator Kennedy being there to defend the idea of health care for all. And I just think we're going to miss him tremendously. We needed him. We're going to need, you know, and I just, you know, I was woken up early this morning. I was just shocked. I know he was he was very, very sick, but you never thought you'd ever leave us. And God has taken him up to the heavens to negotiate some of the disputes we have up there.
What was it like working with Senator Kennedy, and what was his approach to getting things done for the city?
It was always a pleasure to work with him, honestly, and that he always had time for you. Went down to Washington, he'd make time in his office. He'd take you to his office or take you to another location in Washington, and he never said he was too busy for you. He always found time to talk with you about the issues you were down there to discuss. And he used to bring all the mayors of Massachusetts to his home every January when we were down there at a conference and have breakfast with him at his home with Vicky. And, you know, those little touches that he had, and he never forgot all of us elected officials, but the real people of Massachusetts, that's who he cared about. The kids who had special needs, the kids who had weren't able to get into the colleges and universities, you know, the public housing developments that he helped. He helped all those people. Yeah, he helped the biotech guys, but he also helped the people in the public housing developments and places that had no other voice, and Senator Kennedy was that voice.
He had a reputation of someone who became a master of all details. Did you find him that way?
Yes, I did. I was always marveled at how he knew all the details of every issue that you brought up to him. I don't know how he does it, but he did it, and he just had a great quick study. But also, when you went to an event, he knew about almost everyone in that room, a little detail. When he went out and shook their hand, he said, oh, Mary, how's your brother Charlie, and stuff like that. Hey, you know, I understand your son's going to college. He had a good rapport with the public. But he did his homework, and when he went to events, he knew the people that were going to be there, but also knew a little bit about each one of those individuals. It was a personal thing with him.
Senator Kennedy's death comes not too long after the opening of the Rose Kennedy Greenway, that ribbon of grass and trees and bushes, flowering bushes this spring. It's quite beautiful right through the heart of Boston in the downtown area, separating the downtown from, of course, the North End. An important project for Senator Kennedy. How much of a legacy is that strip to the senator, as well as his mother, Rose Kennedy?
It's a true legacy for Rose Kennedy, but Senator Kennedy, you know, from day one said to me, Mayor, can we make sure that's named after my mother? You know, he just had so much respect for his mother and wanted to make sure that a piece of Boston was transformed, that whole area of our city, was named after his mother. It was about, you know, the respect he had for his mother and what she did to raise these great civic leaders. He wanted to make sure that her name was forever instilled in the minds of Bostonians, but the millions of people come to visit our city all the time. And so it was very special because, you know, he worked hard on it when he started the Conservancy. He worked hard in raising the money to make sure the Conservancy got off on the right start and raising the money, just like when the Democratic National Convention, when we brought that to Boston. I can remember every Monday, Senator Kennedy and I would sit down, and he was bad cop, I was good cop, and we were able to do what we had to do to raise the money to make sure we had a successful convention in Boston. A lot of U.S. senators wouldn't have done that. Sat in a room and made the phone calls, and it was a tedious job, but he did it every time, and we made it happen.
Mayor Menino, I'm wondering if you can give us a personal moment right now on the passing of Senator Kennedy and tell us what it is that you will remember most.
Oh, I just, what I remember, Teddy, was that the personal phone calls, the personal conversations he had with you about, you know, family, and, you know, when you ran into difficulties, there was one person on the phone. That was Senator Kennedy offering advice and counsel, and, you know, several times during my career, I've had some issues that have torn me apart, and he'd be on the phone, never expect him to call me, and most often it was at home at night. It just, hey, it's Tommy, you know that, you know, don't worry about it. Here's how I've done it, and, you know, you get a lot of friends out there. Don't worry about it, and you know, he was the counsel you needed because, you know, he was the elder statesman, and you trusted him. You had faith in him. You believed in him. And that's what Senator Kennedy was to me. He was a guy I could go to and just have a conversation with. And you can't do that a lot of the guys who are in my business today. You trusted the guy. And he wasn't out there in the ulterior motives when he talked with you. He just wanted to help you. He was like the father of all of us. And, you know, I didn't have. And he was just a special guy to me.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts about Senator Edward Kennedy this morning.
Thanks, Bob.